Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Hear it here first. This Saturday at lunchtime, the Thumb Cramps boys are facing off against their mortal enemies, Gamey Gamey Game, in a no-holds-barred, good old-fashioned golf-off. That's right. To celebrate the release of Mario Golf Super Rush, Australia's two premier video game review shows are putting up their golfing dukes. Just head to twitch.tv/gameygameyshow to see these two titans battle it out. That's this Saturday, lunchtime.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, we just learnt Batman's not, so who is the best lover in the Justice League?
Hang on, wait.
We got one thing else to address quickly. Plumbing the Death Star today is joined by Hayden.
Oh yeah, hey guys. Hey,
special
thanks for having me again.
Yeah, no worries.
After you becoming notorious throughout Sans Pants Radio for having a filthy mouth, we thought we'd bring you in for the porno episode.
Good, my specialty. Pervy things.
Right. So, hot news, breaking news, right off the press. It turns out, so Harley Quinn season 3, they wanted to have a scene where Batman eats out Catwoman. That's right, cunnilingus in your DC animated properties.
Not just like a random Catwoman, his wife.
Catwoman. Yeah,
but he decided to pull a DJ Khaled and say, no, thank you. And so, I'm the king. Yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah. So everyone's like, oh, I thought Batman would be a good fuck, but it turns out he's a bad, selfish fuck.
I'm not surprised. No, can I say, I'm not surprised.
Shocked. I don't think Superman, I mean, Batman even jerks off. I think he's a very non-sexual being. Yeah. To me, anyway.
We see him fuck heaps.
Yeah, well.
You know what? We get the implication that he
was the Joker's trick. That was not real. That was...
Yeah, I just think he's a violent lover. He's into too much weird shit.
He's kinky, but not like.
No, but he mightn't be if he doesn't go down on people.
Mm. No. Because that one where it's like, was it Black Canary? Mm. Where he just like brutally beats up a mugger and then they just like fuck while they're still covered in blood.
Yeah, I think that might be Catwoman. I know he fucks Catwoman on a roof and they're in their costumes. But every time he has sex, it's like a big deal, isn't it? He's no afternoon delight for Batman.
To me, it sounds too much like a serial killer jerking off after they've committed a murder.
It's too intertwined with his work.
Yeah. Look, first of all, don't murder. Second of all, don't jerk off if you are going to murder.
Yeah.
That's bad.
And I feel like as well...
Yes, Hayden?
I was just going to make a joke about being pro-masturbating after murdering someone, but I thought better of it. I thought, that's not funny.
Good. Thank you for restraining yourself.
Thank you very much.
Dog mouth fuck.
I also think Batman probably kicks up a fuss about wearing a franga. I don't think he wants to wear a franga.
He's allergic. Yeah. Come on.
I'm allergic to latex. It just doesn't feel as good.
But Bruce, aren't you covered head to toe in latex?
It's a different latex than the one they make condoms out of.
I don't know if that's true.
It's sheep's wool. It's sheep's wool. The whole costume.
It's hypoallergenic.
I think you're lying to me. Get off this roof.
Fuck off, Batman. Batman, we now know. And look, you're right. Maybe in hindsight, it was very obvious.
Yeah.
But we've got a case to solve, which is now that we know it's not Batman, who is indeed, in fact, the best lover
who
in the justice.
In fact, in actual case,
in reality, the concept of the Justice League, whomst is the best one to fuck?
Yes, whomst is the best one that we can all concur with?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, you've got. Let's go through the candidates.
So are we doing like the DCEU, or should we go from DCEU and then we can kind of?
Well, I think we can go anywhere, any kind of DC,
well,
anything.
Well, I think there's a classic. Mm.
There is so, no. Yeah, that's
why not?
Terrible
that's
idea.
A great idea.
Hayden wants to do a 24-hour episode.
We don't have to go through all of them, do we?
I think there's a classic like six that you think of. Superman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, Flash, Hawkman. Am I missing anyone?
What about Marvin?
You said six and then counted out five. So yeah,
I realized the sixth was Batman.
I reckon we can start with the DCEU, and then if we want to, we can add some more people there. Because I honestly think that the members of the Justice League in the DCEU, by and large, are big virgins.
Well, that's a big claim.
That is a big claim. Well, let's.
All right, so let's actually list them because you did a bad job. You got to five, and the fifth one was Hawkman.
Yeah. Hawkman's a classic member of the Justice League in the comic.
And Martian the Man. Anyway,
Martian Man on
Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, who I don't think you said a moment ago.
You missed that.
Yeah. Martian Manhunter, Green Lantern.
Cyborg?
That's seven. Cyborg, eight.
Okay.
All right, fine. Unite the eight. Or whatever.
Because I think by and large, we're just going to find out that none of them are good lovers.
All right, Superman, way too powerful, scary, a scary fuck.
Yeah, that's true, but not a virgin, surely. Surely he's having sex with Lois.
No, I don't think he's a virgin.
He seems to be wanting to save until marriage.
Superman's jerked off in a barn. Guaranteed.
Oh yeah, big.
Yeah, his whole teenage years. Yeah,
big masturbator, but maybe no sex.
How easy is it to imagine opening a barn door in Smallville?
Yeah.
And seeing Clark Kent with his back to the door, wearing a flannel shirt, but his trousers pulled down to his ankles,
blue jeans.
You get jeans to the floor.
Tidy whities down to the floor.
So you just see your ass and him kind of slunch over.
I like to imagine he's gone super speed though with his arm, just really.
Feel it.
Yeah.
But again, okay, so like, no, I don't want to throw shade at Middle America.
Sure.
But throwing shade at Middle America, I've heard that their sex education ain't exactly the
that's
best.
A good point, yeah.
Jerking off in a barn is kind of self-taught,
that's self-taught, but the idea of like what a clitoris is and how can you find it and maybe you should focus there, Clark, I don't think he's ever had taught by anyone. Like, Lana Lang's not doing that. His mum's not sitting down being like, Clark.
No. My Pop Kent didn't give Clark Kent the sex talk,
also,
guaranteed.
I don't like that you think that a parent should be. Well,
I'm just
defend this. I jumped a few steps. I don't think Martha or Pa Kent.
Jonathan Kent
is giving
Martha
Clark,
and Mark Kent.
I don't think they're giving Clark the sex talk. Well, I think what I meant, and from there he's got no like zero questions.
And also
he's learning from textbooks.
Yeah, yeah, and he's
like outdated textbooks.
He's also not like experimenting because presumably if he's had such a bad sexual education, he thinks that that'll get. If Lana Lang's like, I'll give you a hand job, he's like, I don't want to get you pregnant. So you know,
I don't know.
But he's smart.
Is he? Why do you think that?
Yeah,
most of his ways of fixing a problem, especially the DCU, is just to punch it.
Yeah. But also, even in
Superman,
the
Superman. I got a question. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's like a trolley problem here.
Yeah. So, yeehaw! Yeah, it's me, okay. Superman.
So we've got two big structures that are destroying areas. Right.
Mm-hmm.
We have one,
yeehaw,
which is in the middle of like the Arctic or wherever. There's only like a dolphin around.
Yeah,
it's causing a lot of destruction. And over here, it's in the middle of Metropolis, a heavy populated city.
In the y'all explaining this to me, I've solved all three here. You hear me?
Yeah, which one did you? All three. There's two options. Yeah,
what else did you destroy, dude?
I fixed both of the towers that were like falling together or whatever and saved that dolphin. I'm Superman.
You sound drunk, Superman.
So, Superman, so do you think maybe instead of saving the dolphin and the one in the
ocean,
maybe you should have did the... Well, you didn't. Superman.
Superman sounds very tired. Your Superman's on quaaludes. I like that.
Yeah.
flew around the world back to the 80s when quaaludes still existed.
Because, yeah,
let me tell y'all, it's great.
True. When Superman was dealt with that option... He chose to say to go and deal with the one that was not surrounded by public first,
yeah.
leaving a lot of civilians to die. So yeah. I don't know if that was
but
a clever
even, but
move.
Even in the comic book, Superman's not particularly smart. He's just good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
As made
he's a himbo, in a way.
Yeah, he is a himbo. Yeah. He's absolutely himbo. A himbo, yeah.
He's middle America's himbo king.
I believe in sex after marriage and the Lord Jesus.
And
he's a Methodist from memory.
Mm. Yeah, I think he is a Methodist.
That makes sense. And also, I guess, like, he's educated. Well, not his education, more his like common sense and right and wrong and just assessing situations as being fucked, which
but
being fucked, now, we'll come back to that.
And also again, being fucked. Now again, not to throw more shade at America, but once again, throwing shade at America. Now, classification boards, in terms of when it comes to media. Now, blowjobs, that's great. You can chuck that into a PG.
Ah, this is the super bad and Blue Valentine problem.
Yes, certain handsome Joel Dusha was only informing me of this literally yesterday.
And then also you, Joel Zammett, were informing me of this also yesterday.
I'm the only one out of the loop.
I'll explain it to Jackson.
That'll complete the chain and I'll re-explain it to Dusha.
So there were two movies. One of them, oh God, I forgot what it is. One of them was called Blue Valentine.
Yep. Valentine.
Yeah. Blue Valentine's Day. And then
Ryan Gosling and Michelle Williams.
Yeah. And in that one, there was a scene where there was cunnilingus happening.
Sure.
And the classification board went, no, none of that.
Presumably, NC-17. Superbad had a blowjob, and they were like,
Superbad, the movie which is starring underage people, and all the characters are underage, they're like, hey, heaps of sex jokes and blowjobs, that's fine!
Yeah, there you go. There's something about Superman I think we're forgetting, though.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Superman is good.
I got slapped with an R rating rather than NC-17. That's fine.
It's not that he's good, though.
No, but he's good, and he's willing to learn.
Yeah, well, I just mean that, like, hey, here's an example.
The earnestness on your face after you said that.
It's an uphill battle, Hayden, and I gotta come out to bat for Superman. When he's in between some legs, and he's like, I got to tell you, miss, I ain't never ate a pussy in my life. And she's like, don't worry, Superman, let me guide you through it. He will be a good
show
learner
me
and a good listener.
Show me what that tongue do, Supes.
Yeah.
Okie doke.
If he is in... it's gonna be hard to... moisten up with him down there with that voice, but you'll do it because he's a hunk.
Because you've got to think of them pecs. You're right. If he's like, he does seem like he'd be all for communication.
Exactly.
He does seem like if he's in a relationship where he's very open and you can like talk about.
There'd be a lot of checking in, a lot of informed.
And Lois seems like the kind of person that would be like, Clark, honey, you're eating this wrong.
Yeah. Clark, you're tonguing my gooch right now. Move up or down, Clark. First of all,
Yeah. You're in no man's land.
You're fucking teasing me too much.
Imagine the feeling of Clark's fucking powerful jackhammer tongue.
That could be all right.
The fucking force of a Superman just in your gooch. You're like, all right, Clark. Move up, ow!
Or down!
Jesus Christ!
Make a decision.
That goes against your own argument.
Well, no, but
though.
Then he will. And you'll be like, quiet, please slow down.
Okay, yeah. So you're getting your gooch jackhammered by Superman's song. He moves up. Then do you know what's in between your penis and your gooch?
Ow!
Don't jackhammer my balls.
Not that
your super tongue, dude. Oh. No, but I get that's how I should be like, Superman, first of all, we'll get two questions for you. Two instructions. Slow down. A little softer. And move up or down. Then just gently tap. It's still not good because I'm not into someone just tapping
like
my balls.
But it's better than the pounding gooch, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like you're making progress.
Yeah, exactly. And then I just got to slowly work him up to the actual penis.
I thought you were going to say slowly up so I can give him a little kiss. You can jackhammer my mouth.
You're doing great, buddy. Okay, back down.
Job ain't finished.
Figuring it out. So he'd be good at communication and he would be so respectful.
Definitely open to listening. And also, because this was also the example I was going to use for him being dumb.
Yeah.
And it's actually both of these things. Because there is a very an infamous comic book arc that I bring up all the time.
Oh, yes.
Superman grounded. So he goes to fight a kryptonite war in space.
Sure.
Goes for 100 minutes. Comes back down to Earth. 100 minutes in Earth time, not long.
Yeah.
But a whole war happens. Comes down to Earth.
Oh, because everyone's in super speed?
Yeah. Something like that. I don't know. I haven't read that part, but I have read Grounded.
Okay.
Gets down and a lady's like, he comes back to Earth and he's like, I did it. And a lady walks up to Superman and just slaps him like a normal human being.
Yeah.
And he's like, what happened? And she's like, while you were gone, my husband had an inoperable brain tumor that was discovered too late.
Yeah.
You would have seen it with your X-ray vision and you could have easily operated on it with your laser vision. And because of you abandoning us, he died. And then Superman's like, fuck. You're right.
Wait, that happened in 100 minutes? Yeah. He got diagnosed, then died in 100 minutes?
I don't know how it ties in.
He forgot his connection to humanity. Yeah, and he has to go for a big degree. Walk.
Yeah, you know?
But he was only going for an hour and a bit.
So over 12 issues, Superman, Forrest Gumps it and walks across America helping out the regular man.
Yeah.
So listens.
Did he go to
he's
beard?
An idiot.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah. Mm. But yeah, listens. It is an idiot. I don't know how being stupid helps you.
No,
make
it was
love.
Against being.
Oh,
but,
yeah. I see.
But then it ties into him jackhammering your gooch.
Yeah, it's just about.
But the Superman's genitals and Krypton's genitals look and operate like human genitals. Maybe a gooch
not necessarily
massage
do they look
is...
and operate. Like... Oh, I see what you mean. I thought you were going to be like, can you even fuck them? But like, no, that's he might be like, do you not want this bit? That's the most erotic bit on the Krypton.
Yeah,
and I'd have to be like, no.
So he
but
be
wait, would he know that though?
Well, yeah, I don't...
Because he was born and raised on Earth.
Yeah, that's
not born on Earth, but he was raised on Earth.
I guess he was a little kid, so, like, I mean, if he didn't have... If he had a wrong dick or three buttholes or whatever, he would have realized by adulthood, because at some point, biology, he would have been like, oh, no. Yeah.
Even though they don't have a great sexual education there, they have a sexual education.
The relationship...
Superman finds out he's from Krypton is because during... They're like, you know, green dick, everyone has a...
And the thing is like, okay, we're going to go around the class, write down just a question. It doesn't matter. It's all anonymous.
Yeah.
Just write down the question, put it here, and we'll read them out. And then any questions you have... And
hey, the
like,
barbs
okay,
on
and,
my dick are itchy.
What do I do with the other two buttholes?
Yeah.
One's for shitting, but...
Is the other one just for pleasure? The relationship Superman would have with his own body in these teenage years would have been a nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's gone through puberty and also his magic? What a disaster.
That's true.
That happens in Smallville.
Yeah, it does. It does. He gets so horny that he gets x-ray vision and stuff, and he can, ice breath and stuff because he's too horned up. Yeah,
that makes sense.
And his parents are like, don't you dare fuck Superman because they're scared he'll kill the woman. And then he does
that's
fuck.
That's a genuine concern.
Well, yeah, it's fair enough, but then he does fuck and he
not falls. A virgin.
Yeah, yeah. In Smallville. Mm. But he does fuck, and then he comes back downstairs, and it's a great scene because his parents are like, you better run along, Missy. And she's like, oh, shit. And they're like, sit down, because Superman's in big trouble for having sex. Great scene. Smallville's a great show. But I think Superman...
That's funny that the Smallville Superman fucks because he has the biggest virgin energy of them all.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He fucks a bunch, dude.
While I personally don't think he'd be a great lover now...
He's not the best.
He's like you could not train Batman to, like, eat puss well.
Batman wouldn't listen.
He'd be like, no, I'm already good at it!
He'd be like, the gooch is the best bit!
You like this! Did you come yet? You probably did.
Anyway, I've got to go.
Alfred will let you out.
Alfred will finish you off.
Alfred, come on in. I got some unfinished business here. Because Batman does fuck. We do see that in the Snyder cut.
Yeah,
or at least in the Snyder whole verse. There's like...
And in plenty of comic books, Batman has fucked. So we know he fucks. He's just bad at it. Superman, maybe not a great lover, but could get better.
Yes.
Next off the ranks, look, while we're talking speedsters, why not talk about the fastest of them all?
Mm.
Do we think it will be good to come in a second?
No!
How will he do that?
He'll run up to me, finger up the butthole.
Oh, wait, you're coming in a second.
I'm coming in 1 second.
I thought the Flash was coming in 1 second.
Well, I don't care about that. Jerks me off, finger up the butthole, jerks me off within a second. It's
so
one
you
of the.
Go from
wait, are you
flaccid.
Are you flaccid to coming in a second?
Might take more than a second. Give me 5 seconds then.
Like
that's
it's
still
not
barely any amount of time.
That feels like it would hurt.
You get some kind of friction.
I don't think it's something we've ever felt before.
Is he? Look,
it would have to be very lubed up.
Yeah. I was going
to
say.
Are you? I guess is semen ejaculating out of your penis? And is that what we're classifying
as you can orgasm? If you've got a penis, you can orgasm without coming.
No, I'm just because I'm imagining him ripping your whole cock off. And I'm assuming...
Get the semen from the source.
Yeah.
Straight from the balls.
Oh,
yes.
What is wrong with you people?
I feel...
Yucky. That's too yucky.
What argument were you on the side of at the start of this episode?
I forget.
Because I just don't think speed... That does not work. I don't think...
No, speed's not what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
No, I'm not saying it would be pleasant, but it would be interesting.
I mean...
I guess I'd do it if he offered. But
yeah,
all right.
If I was about to make love to the Flash and I was sitting in the end of the bed, pants
that's
on the ground.
That's not making love, that's fucking.
Yeah, okay, excuse me. If I was going to fuck the Flash, dick out, butthole ready, sitting on the edge of the bed, and the Flash
As long as the flash isn't near my dick, that like that's fine. Like, again,
okay, if I'm bent over the bed,
a lot of vibration onto the prostate, I'm thinking, yeah, that might be good.
Oh yeah.
So if he fucks you,
yeah. And also, and again, using his super speed with the tongue, that could be awesome.
Yeah.
Although, like him using his tongue on, like, say, the tip of my dick, he might wear it off.
Yeah.
So
he'll get circumcised accidentally with the power of his quick tongue.
Already circumcised. No. I don't want to be double circumcised.
Her pencil dick.
Yeah. You know, you're like a lollipop and you keep sucking, it kind of keeps going down, like tapering. That's what's going
to
happen.
It's also worth noting because the listeners won't have been able to get this from just audio, but anytime Zavit made a point of like trying to defend Flash, Jackson would then be like, yeah, and then jump off his chair, like pretending to be in agony, be like, this is good.
It's just so funny to imagine.
Yeah, he can fuck me.
Because it's so quick. You're just not ready for that amount of.
It'll be good.
I don't think. I mean, wouldn't it be more sort of like a vibrator? Because it's vibrating and stuff.
It would.
Yes.
I don't think you'd come in a second. I don't think you'd come in 1 second.
I could come in a second.
All right. I think it'd be quick, but like, if he was like, so
yeah,
he was lubed up, he had some kind of special silken glove or something for extra protection. Yeah. I don't think it would. I think it would not.
How long would you take then?
Well,
again, I don't think it's about speed. You're really spitting in the face of tantric.
Oh, if he spat on my face, I'd be a second.
Again, you're talking about his power. And look, the best thing about guys Flash is, he can like flick his tongue at like a billion miles an hour or whatever it is, like a hummingbird.
Well, he's...
But is he prepared to do such a thing? No. Is he good at it? Does he know what he's doing with it?
Not at all. The Flash.
Also, again, when this, like, if we're going like the DCU Flash, him using his powers is a lot of like, lightning going off.
Yeah,
Flash in the DCEU has the hugest virgin energy maybe the screen has ever seen.
A, a virgin. B, scared of genitals.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, he has only got his sexual education from like hentai, clearly.
Oh, God.
But also you can imagine, just to go back to the
clit. Not even full-blown hentai, just like anime tits.
Yeah, back to the clit, yes, Jackson.
No, well, what I was imagining... With
we never left, baby. Pointing at my head.
Because the way the DCEU Flash works is everything slows down for him. So he could run, flip you in the air.
Yeah.
Did he take a hot dog out of someone in the air?
Yeah, he's quick. Yeah. But it's like slow motion.
Take a hot dog out of someone.
No, is that what I said?
Yes.
He flips me up. He pulls my pants down. Takes that hot dog out.
There's a hot dog in this man. He's like trying to save someone from a burning building, but he sees me on the sidewalk.
Wait a second.
This man got a butt plug. Oh, no, it's a hot dog.
It's good if you imagine
it's
that.
Got a hot dog in it.
I look like it's an accident somehow. Like it's just me and a hot dog vendor and I'm in an argument with my pants down and he's like, what? What happened? What the hell? And then when time starts again, I'm like, and oh no, it fixed itself.
Oh, never mind.
The problem fixed itself, I guess.
Waddling away.
How much do I owe you?
Waddling away with just a sauce in bread.
What went wrong?
We'll never know.
We'll never know. But yes.
So like with Flash, all the time in the world of him slowing down and looking at a genital, I don't know what he'd do.
No, I think he's got no idea what to do.
He'd poke it a little bit. He'd trial things out. And like again, that kind of thing with like he like, you know, pokes a like a flap and it kind of like ripples out like a
True. Plus
it's not gonna be pleasant.
Yeah.
And this is talked about a lot. It's kind of an old joke, but like he will come quicker.
I was about to say the same thing. Yeah. If he's in fully slowed down mode, like in his mind, he's taken the normal amount of time.
He'll come in a second.
But to you, it's like, oh, it's over.
Oh, that's done.
So I think where we're at the moment, Batman obviously the worst because we established that at the start. Yep. Flash, slightly better than Batman. All right.
If you want to be angrily railed, you can go to Batman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
At least
unlovingly.
Like,
Batman is there for a specific kind of fucking.
It's cold, it's clinical, I feel used, and I'm fine with that.
It's all he can do.
You want to fuck Flash, and not feel like a person? Batman's the way to go.
Flash, I'd feel like a science experiment.
Yeah.
I just feel wrong.
Yeah.
I feel like that, like, and this is like a very, I guess, particular experience, but like with Batman, you go to Batman and you know that It doesn't matter. You can put on the best fuck of your life, the worst fuck of your life. You could be an average looking person. You could be very attractive. You could be ugly.
Yeah.
Batman has sex with you. He's not thinking about you again.
Oh, no, very true.
So really, it's just great practice. It's not going to
hurt your pride.
No one's talking about it.
I also imagine the Batman would do the thing from American Psycho where he flexes in the mirror.
Is that really 100% easy to imagine because it's the same guy?
Yeah. Oh! It is. I was imagining Matt Damon's Batman for some reason.
Matt Damon's Batman.
I was also imagining Matt Damon's friends Batman.
Good Will Hunting Batman.
Robin Williams with a beard Batman.
All right, we get a lot more Justice League.
Robin Williams. How would he fuck?
I think he'd be quite a good lover, but hairy, lots to grab onto.
Do you think he'd
go full serious and like, would he unleash the beast or would he be silly?
It'd be silly.
There's
like a special where he mimes eating out somebody and like he's got the ferocious moves.
He's got the moves.
He's ferocious. Yeah. he's a hungry boy.
Do you think when he gets a bonus, he does the Mrs. Doubtfire? Hello!
And then you're like, what? And he's like from my movie, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Like, ah!
Let's have sex. Yeah.
Fuck me, Robin Williams.
All right, let's go Aquaman. Let's talk him.
Pre-lubed. Already wet.
Yeah, but he's not moist. He's water wet.
What kind of fuck when you're water wet.
Don't fuck in the shower.
You beat me to it. God
it's like it's weirdly dry.
Squishy. Not squishy, so squeaky.
Yeah.
I don't know if Aquaman can breathe with lube on his like around him.
Yeah, true. Like
I'm imagining dunking him in a barrel of lube.
If we're gonna get in this.
Can I want to be slippy.
Can I ask what Aquaman are we going with?
Are we going with comic book? Comic book Aquaman. We're going with movie Aquaman. We're going with comic book Aquaman.
Like Jason Momoa Aquaman.
I think we're taking a sampling of various Aquaman. It's like an Aquaman charcuterie board, which is what we've done for all the other ones.
Yeah, I think Jason Momoa Aquaman. Whew, I reckon it'll be all right.
Yeah, I think he'll be okay.
I think he's considerate. I think he's generous.
I don't know if he's considerate, but I think he's skilled.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I don't think he's
The trophy fuck is what Zammit's being
like. No, you virgin.
What are you talking about? He's too drunk to get it up, you fucks.
Aquaman virgin dick. Through whiskey dick.
No, yeah. But he grew up in that seaside town and he's a smoke show. Yeah.
And they sung him a song and sniffed his jumper. He's fucking.
He's fucking all the time. But it's not he's good, but there's no variation.
I think that he's fucked everyone in that town to the point where he's good, but there's no care in his eyes or his arms.
No, see, I think he's full of care.
Okay. Oh,
it's a chock-a-block with care.
I think he takes the time.
Yeah.
Jason Momoa has care in his eyes.
Yes!
Jason Momoa's Aquaman has care in his eyes.
Yeah, I think he does.
Are you thinking of like, are you still thinking about Robin Williams?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah no, I get, look, I might concede that he's not a virgin. I still think he is.
Yeah, okay.
But like,
that's crazy to me.
No one is picking up a virgin's jumper and giving it a sniff and singing a song.
Yeah, I don't know. Man, plus you, baby, like, at that point, you're like, that man might be a god. I don't want to fuck a god. Maybe I
want to
fuck a god.
I definitely want to fuck a god. If the biblical God came down, I'd pierce myself on his deity dick. You know?
Split me into entwine.
Yeah. Like one of those cheeses you can peel.
Yeah. Yeah. Stringers.
String me up, biblical God.
I think I can imagine he gives.
Fuck me to hell, God. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, no, look, all right, I'll concede. I think, yes, okay, he's probably railed that whole town.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Jason Momoa has care in his eyes. Jason Momoa's Aquaman doesn't. I just looked it up. look at these bitches.
He's ferocious, is what it is.
Yeah, there's no care.
I think it's good.
Mm.
It's good sex.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's no love in it. You know what I mean?
There's no care in his
eyes. That's a picture from when he's about to go into battle, okay? That's a different situation.
But there's care in Jason Momoa's eyes in real
life.
Yeah,
look at him. He's gorgeous.
Yeah, Jason Momoa is handsome.
Look up a picture, the DCEU Aquaman about to have sex with someone. See if there's one, because you'll see.
All right, well, what's his, like, again, his puss-eating technique?
Well, yeah. Jackson, you were saying that you think it's a set menu. You think he's doing the same thing every time?
Yeah. And it works, and you get there, but you're like, you know, everybody's got specific needs.
Yeah.
And I think he tries the same thing on everyone, and it's fine. It's like
he's pretty vanilla, you think?
Would he be an open communicator? No. Is he going to listen?
No, I'd say no.
I'd say no. I'd say that he's just like, yeah, look. I reckon he's probably in between good and great.
Yeah. For some people, it works on really well.
Mm.
For some people, it works on fine. For some people, it probably doesn't work on.
Yeah.
And he's just like, you're getting it either way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's very handsome. So maybe you can forgive a lot of it because you're like, well,
I think that's where I'm going wrong.
Yeah, exactly. You come out of there, it's the worst bloat. It's the sloppiest, but like not in the way you imagine. Oh. Just sloppily done.
Just because he's very wet all the time.
Yeah. He's a moist man.
Yeah. And you're like, well, but he was so handsome, you remember it fondly.
Because it's in the ocean so much, would he chafe you?
That's a good question.
He's covered with, yeah.
Yeah, like he's a like a surfboard.
Is he wrinkly?
Yeah, like good
a lot
question.
Of salt going on.
Yeah.
There.
Like a surfboard. So you need to apply wax to him?
Yeah. You
wax
him
those
up.
Lips.
Yeah. I wonder what kind of protective gear he's using for his skin. I can't imagine him being a soft to touch.
No, I imagine him feeling kind of like a...
Like a shark scale?
Yeah, like
where
a dolphin
like,
or it's like a bit tacky or
like
something.
Rip you.
Yeah. A dolphin's tacky?
Yeah, I imagine so.
I think
no,
smooth.
They're very, very smooth.
Yeah.
But you never touched a dolphin.
No.
Fuck
him,
you.
Rips you.
Grow up and touch a dolphin.
Where are you touching a dolphin?
I don't think I've touched
the
a dolphin.
Zoo.
Where are you touching dolphins?
I've touched a dolphin at, I think in hindsight, problematic, because I think it was at SeaWorld.
Oh, cancelled. Joel's cancelled.
You're touching tortured dolphins.
Yeah, you touched a prisoner dolphin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucked, man.
Oh, wait, no. I also touched a dolphin in, like, the normal sea.
That just means you're very lucky.
The normal sea.
The normal sea.
Not the jail. So it was like, you know, there's like boat tours and shit when they're like four different stops. And like, if you look here, you get out and you're wearing a wetsuit and you can like see a penguin or whatever.
Did the dolphin choose you?
The dolphin, because dolphins are smart. I don't know, Jack. They could outsmart you, Jackson. They'd kill you and your whole family.
If they were doing like a test where it was me versus a dolphin, I'd drown.
Well, I think most people would have
the dolphin's going to go through hoops and I'm just floating there. They're like, he didn't do
face
it.
Down. no, the dolphins knew they were sort of performing, even though they were wild dolphins, so they came up to us.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, because they would get food.
Yeah. That's cool.
Smart.
That's
nice. Like how birds come up to you.
Aquaman, I reckon, is between Batman and Superman here, surely. Superman is currently our best.
I think Superman's number one.
Yeah, me too. Currently.
So far.
Because Superman has the potential to be the best lover only because he communicates. Because right now, currently...
But Superman is with Lois.
Okay, well...
So he's done the communicating.
That's also a very good point by Joel Zammit. If we're going by first fuck and you're not going back...
Yeah.
Aquaman's better than Superman by far.
So I'm saying, look, if we're looking at Aquaman, like, he's a bit of a hunk, he knows what he's doing. I just think his performance, because he's a big drinker, will kind of... But... Yeah. He looks like he'd take care of me.
If we're doing a typical one-night stand, which presumably we are, if we're taking the smorgasbord of justice.
That's true.
We're not going to be able to pull off stringing them all along.
Yeah. That's a good point. And Superman doesn't want a relationship with any of us, and that's how you get good sex with Superman. Is he going to enter a relationship?
You taking everything you've said. You don't listen. He just tricked
you. I agree.
You. He just flipped everything.
No, he didn't.
Zammit's saying that he's going to be good because he's good at communicating. So over time, he'd get better. So
that's
we decided
what we're
saying.
That's what I said.
What are you saying?
I said if I was in a relationship with him, I'd have the time.
Oh, relationship. Yeah, you know what? That's on me. Yeah. I apologize to both my good friends in this room and you, the audience. I wasn't listening.
Unlike Superman, he would have picked that up.
Yeah.
Is there a comic of where it's old man Superman? Sign me up for old man Superman.
There's a Superman where he's like old man. He's weathered. He's got a big beard and a gun.
Yeah. And he kills himself by immolation.
That's sad.
Wait, he lights himself on fire? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
How's he weak to fire?
He's on fire.
He laser visions himself?
No, he starts like a fucked Krypton fire or something. I don't know. I can't remember how it works.
That's
okay,
horrible.
Let's move on. What about Cyborg? Gadgets?
No.
Big Virgin.
Yeah.
Big Virgin energy.
It would be a novelty, I think.
Still have genitals?
No. He'll have an anus.
Don't think so. But I imagine he would have... I'm imagining that he would have some kind of go-go gadget finger where he can make a big...
Go-go gadget finger?
Yeah. Go-go gadget
finger. No, you're imagining the finger transforms into a big floppy dildo.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Where was all
and
that
he would
hiding?
He would have lots of stuff on him that vibrates.
It's like fucking a Sibian.
Yeah.
Sure, it'll get you there, but it's kind of like Batman.
No, but see,
it's
I think you're looking at it the wrong way.
Clinical,
it's like if your Sibian was a guy. Yeah, imagine you're hopping on top, you're having a great time, and it's like, are you having a great time, Jackson? Like, yes, I am.
I don't think he would ask. I think, you know.
He's too moody.
Well, yeah, he's too
been
moody.
Through a lot,
he's got one of his eyes is a dead, lifeless red eye. Mm. The other one is a just lifeless,
can he
regular
change the color? Or are you fucking in like a bright red light the whole
just shining directly onto your face?
Yeah. Can you please turn that off?
I can't.
Would mean I was dead.
Get an eye patch or something? Fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, he would, could be also overwhelming because I feel like he'd have enough fingers and gadgets to fill every hole all at once.
That's on you for asking.
But again, it's not. He doesn't have complete control. It depends what you, when yeah, we're getting him, because he doesn't have complete control, because it could just be like a fuck mode activate and he's just going around like...
Whoa!
Like a hectic spider just flailing around and you're having a fun time.
It's like I got two modes, fuck mode or off mode. Let's try fuck mode.
Yeah. But once again, you're just looking at him like Flash. You're looking at him like the power, not the personality.
Yeah, that's true.
Not the person. And the person, big virgin, big moody.
Yeah. I think he's just quite traumatized.
Huge trauma.
Yeah.
Cyborg doesn't fuck you, you fuck him.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel like sex.
No.
Someone cries afterwards.
Yeah.
All of us cry. It's not good. It's not fun.
Cyborg cry?
Probably not. If he can't. But you might be able to help him. It's also a bit of work. If you want to have good sex with Cyborg, it's a bit of work on your part.
Well, Cyborg presumably can't come.
You don't know.
It could be, it's all cerebral.
Yeah. And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Also, Plumbing the Death Star is a garbage fire of a podcast that you for some reason love, but did you know we produce at least 8 other podcasts? Like, maybe you wish the Plumbing Boys would stop talking about whether or not Mario's good to marry and start to talk about whether or not his game is good to play. If this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for Thumb Cramps, a video game review podcast that's far better than it has any right to be.
He might take you into that Matrix version that he can do.
Oh my god, there's a bear and a pig fighting and it's the bank, but then also you and Sabo go fuck.
I thought you were like, there's a bear and a pig fighting and I am coming. He's like, let me show you sexual fantasies unparalleled.
He could easily, like,
what?
Is this what you like?
I don't know. No,
imagine seeing that and then all of a sudden just feeling your body just like getting the biggest direction you ever had and then just, you like, what?
This is unlocking something in me.
I don't think I had that in me already, dude. I think you put that in.
Like a virus. Like it's, he's hacked me.
Cyborg gives you a cum virus. Yeah.
He'd be a good financial dom.
Yes, if you were looking for a fin dom, I guess.
He wouldn't even need to go to the effort of buying stuff. Just like, I made your bank account zero.
Oh no.
Don't do it again. I couldn't if I tried. You've got no money.
Actually, now you have infinity dollars. Just kidding. Now you've got you got minus $100.
But is that a bad?
The bank's coming for you.
Is that a bad fin dom though? Because with a fin dom, you want like a respectful conversation about how much money that you can have taken out. If he's just like, you're literally in the poorhouse now. You're like,
literally.
That's actually not what I want.
So yeah. I've traded your money offshore. You are now wanted.
So how much more of like, is his humanity still intact?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, or is he just a... I think it's there. I think in most iterations of Cyborg, there's a chance it'll go, but it is there.
He relates to people. He wants that guy to probably move.
Yeah. I still keep imagining him in fuck mode, and it looks like just like a whole bunch of stuff like going off at once and trying to get into it.
Yeah.
Like gingerly stepping in.
It's like when the people are like, doing like a jump rope, yeah, and you're there like,
okay, I got to time this. Is it better if I come in down, or like if I slide in on the side? What's the go here?
See, I'm imagining, you know, in that South Park episode where there's those bikes that you you suck?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm imagining that's what fuck mode does to you.
I'm imagining that, but with way more feelers.
Oh, yeah, way more.
And it sounds like a sewing machine for some reason.
I feel like there'd be some engine. Like a
There'd be like some exposed gears whizzing around. Yeah. All right, I got to steer clear of that.
It's all
don't want to get my hair caught in the gears. But yeah, I think it's just, there's a lot of work to have good sex with someone. I think it's doable.
Again, big virgin.
Yeah, but I think it's...
Yeah, yeah. Virgin, and again, if you can fuck Cyborg, it's just whatever input you put in, you get back.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's just slightly below Batman.
Yeah.
It's just really jerking off, but in a more complicated way.
Yeah, for sure,
What about Marvin the Manhunter? What's his name?
Martian the Manhunter.
Marvin the Manhunter.
Marvin the Martian. The Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Little... cute.
Nice brush on the head. That's good.
Great for a gooch tickle.
Yeah.
Oh, you could probably, if you ran in between your legs and just tickled your balls, that could be feel nice.
If he was jerking you off and then underneath you and rubbing his brush on your balls, that's probably a new move. As he's doing that, I'm like, you can name this, you know?
Call
the
Marvin.
We'll call this the Marvin.
What's
the Martian.
What's his voice? Isn't it like...
It's kind of like, oh, dear.
Yeah. This one's called the Martian.
This one's called the Marvin the Martian.
The Marvin, Marvin the Martian. Marvin the Martian.
That's a bad
Let
name.
Bless you,
but it works.
Bring me to your leader.
It's that.
Bring me to your leader. He kind of sounds like Kermit the Frog a little bit. Yeah, yeah. He's got big gloves on, so...
That's something could be.
You know what? No, if someone walks in with gloves and I'm like, where those gloves been?
What are you doing with them?
He's wearing like a mini skirt, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's wearing like a Roman.
It's like a Spartan outfit.
Yeah, does he have a mouth? That's my question. Can I kiss him and be sucked off?
Yeah, I was like, kiss. That's not where you're going.
Does he have
give me a sock job?
Does he have a head?
Yeah.
But
he just has eyes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, because it's black, but like, is it a shadow and you can see his eyes poking from the shadow, or is that his actual like head and skin and stuff?
Because the other Martians, show me Marvin.
There we go. There's Marvin.
Show me the Marvin.
Okay.
Yeah, we're looking at Marvin.
No, I don't think he's got a mouth.
No sock jobs to Jackson.
Yeah, that's a shame.
But like again, with the key, that might make him innovative.
Yeah, that's true.
Why he's got the brush in his head.
Yeah,
he's gonna work harder. Yeah.
Now, okay, so I guess I think you're meaning Martian the Manhunter.
Sure.
Is from Mars.
Yeah. Doesn't know how my genitals work.
No, but
same as Superman.
Yeah.
Superman, but he's fresh.
But he can become me, learn in the bathroom what feels good, and then do that on me.
That's true. Cool.
You could have sex with yourself if you wanted to.
And that is the dream for all of us to a person, I think.
Each and every one of us.
Each and every human being.
In this room listening.
Marvin Man...
Martian
Man...
Marvin, why is it
Marvin Manhunter?
No, I got an idiot in my head. It's Hayden. Martian... Manhunter.
Martian the Manhunter.
Yeah.
Martian Manhunter.
Loves to add
it
up for some reason.
Which is why Marvin the Martian keeps happening.
Yeah. It's a true
Martian
nightmare.
Manhunter can turn into anyone. Mm. So wild variety of fuck.
I mean, that's again,
but
fine.
Same quality.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the problem.
Same brain.
Yeah, but maybe that's enough for the fantasy. If he knows what he's doing down there.
If he knows what he's doing, does he know what he's doing, though?
Does he? Is it just shape-shifting? Does he get people's memories or anything?
Yeah, he's telepathic, so he can communicate.
Well, that's perfect.
Make you come through telepathy.
No, but like, he would know exactly what feels good and what you're thinking the whole time.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I wish he'd
but
go
I think
faster.
The problem with Martian Manhunter, and it's the personality thing again, is that Martian is the last... Martian Manhunter is the last Martian, last green Martian.
Mm-hmm.
And he's landed on Earth, and he's blending in and hiding.
a lot of the time. So he's just not really thinking about sex.
Yeah, but in this situation, he is because we're fucking.
Once again,
I guess what
virgin.
I mean, he's not had a lot of time for practice.
I agree.
I think he's fucked other Martians.
I don't know if he does. I don't know.
But I don't know where you're getting him being. He'll have fucked people on Mars. He had a wife and a kid.
Okay, then maybe he did.
Look, we'll give you Flash. Yeah. And that's about it on the virgin front.
Superman.
No. We'll give you Flash.
We'll give you Flash, who, yes, is a virgin.
Yeah. And maybe Cyborg.
And maybe Cyborg. Yeah. But yeah, so I think I think Martian Manhunter, John Johns. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget his name. John Johns. I think he's probably great at pleasuring a Martian pussy. Whatever a Martian pussy might look like.
What about a Martian anus?
Yeah, Martian anus, probably Martian wiener, Martian glue black, whatever the genitals of a Martian are. He knows what to do. Yeah.
He knows what to do with all three buttholes.
Yeah, exactly.
Great at eating out a Martian pussy.
Yeah, but if he sees my human wiener, he's going to, first of all, throw up.
Disgusting.
Is that what they all look like?
No. I've got a condition.
Does he have like a Mars pussy?
No, I imagine it's just smooth. Because he doesn't know.
What? When he shapeshifts, can he take his clothes off?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, he shapeshifts.
I know, he shapeshifts with clothes.
So it must be, it's actually a mental thing. He just makes you think he looks like someone else. He doesn't actually change how he looks.
Oh! Yeah.
Because if he's just doing mind tricks, then he's the number one because he's just going to be like, touch you on the head. You're going to have the most intense orgasm you've had in your life.
Yeah, if he's telepathically like sucking me off, then one. Yep, he wins. Well done. He's just slammed that pleasure button.
Yeah.
We haven't had sex, but I think I've had a good time.
Yeah. Same thing, really.
Yeah.
To you.
You know, thinking about having sex, same thing.
Yeah, he's sending flowers to an address that doesn't exist.
He is the scene in like the Animatrix where they've taken the guy's skull off and they're just jamming his brain with a needle, but they've hit that pleasure
He'll
spot.
He'll kill me. You know when they did that experiment with rats where they're like, you can press a button that gives you pleasure or food, and they all died because they pressed the pleasure button?
Yeah.
That's going to be me. I'm going to be going to him again, like fucking corpse, because I haven't eaten in months. Mm.
Didn't they rob this is, look, if I'm not right and I've misremembered, this is going to be the most intense fuck sentence you've ever heard. Okay. Didn't they swab a dolphin pussy and rub it on an ape and the ape jerked itself to death because of like the hormones or something?
What?
I'm pretty sure that's a thing.
Can you say
what? I think you've looked at a meme.
They swabbed a dolphin pussy and wiped it on a monkey, and the monkey jerked itself off to death.
What the could you experiment possibly was something be saying?
I know exactly where you've gotten this from, and it's on our subreddit.
Isn't it an Invincible meme?
I don't know, but if you go excited.
I feel like that I've read this tech. Now that I'm remembering where
it's great because
my brain, after you said you've read a meme, my brain was like, yeah, I think that was a meme.
I don't know whether I want this to be true or not.
I know a lot about ape experiments and dolphin experiments.
Yeah, it is an Invincible meme, and it is definitely on the Sans Pants subreddit. Did you know that dolphin pussy juice makes male dolphins come extra hard?
Where'd you get the monkey from? They
swabbed dolphin pussy juice on a monkey's dick, and the monkey came so hard that he had a heart attack and died.
Right, but so it's not real. Someone just made it up.
Now, did you confuse this meme with a science study?
Yes.
This is good because it means that all listeners of Sans Pants can just ruin Joel Dershow with misinformation and not even present it.
Because usually what happens is we ruin them with misinformation. Yeah.
How does it feel?
The void's staring back, dude. We don't want that.
Is this all the chickens coming home to roost?
Is this what it feels like?
Is this comeuppance? Is this?
Oh, no.
No. Possibly.
Wow, that rules. I mean, it's tragic that it's not true, but yeah. Like,
is it?
Would be funny.
If a monkey choked up so hard he died because of dolphin pussy.
That would be the kind of thing that would really enliven your reality, I think. You know?
So what was your thought pattern here? Mars pussy juice would make us come extra hard?
Where were you going with this?
I don't know. I can't remember what.
Marvin the Manhunter turning into
a
dolphin.
Not Marvin the Manhunter.
Martian Manhunter, with his magic dolphin pussy. Yeah. It makes me heart attack myself to death.
No. I think what I was going for was like, that'd be like, because you could probably do the same thing, though, like, touches your head.
Yeah.
And you think you've sniffed a dolphin pussy.
No, oh my no. God, he touched my head and now I'm thinking I'm jerking off with dolphin pussy.
Oh no, I know exactly how dolphin pussy pheromones work. I'm going to fucking die.
Oh, in my heart.
Why would you do this, Marshall
Manhunter? You killed me with dolphin pussy.
I think my brain made the connection between the fact the ape was so horny that it had a heart attack and died with maybe humans shouldn't be allowed to have the perfect orgasm.
Right.
Okay.
That is true.
So I guess
that
Marvin.
But then also, I guess like.
I got you as well.
See, we've all got a bad man living in our brain. Yeah. And I also have an invincible meme in my head, apparently.
So it's like he's too good. Martian Manhunter, I think, is probably the best lover, but only
scary.
Through default.
Maybe consequence.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Well,
and,
yeah.
But then also like, if thinking it, like, you might get to a point where your brain is just, like, not snaps, but it gets less good.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's the same, like, a wet dream. Mm. That's, like, you're dreaming about good sex, yeah, usually. Yeah. Or, like, something horny, and your body's like, this is so good, I'm coming.
Yeah. Or you're taking out the bins or something.
Yeah. Or you're playing Wario Land 3 or something.
That happened in real life, and I didn't come.
Taking out the bins was a dream you had in real life.
That made you come?
I wasn't taking out the bins. I was wheeling a bin in a desert. Yeah.
And then you came?
And I woke up coming. Yeah.
You woke up whilst coming?
Yeah. I woke up to coming. Yeah. I was like, oh, what?
That's wild.
What? I think Martian Manhunter is actually a bad lay because it's too good.
Mm. Yeah, it's too like, intense. It's chasing the dragon. Like,
and
the first one will be incredible, but then you'll never be as good.
The heroin of fuck.
Yeah. So I think he's got to be moved back down almost below aqua.
That's why
so
people don't do heroin, right? Because it's too good.
But again, we're doing a one-night stand. He's a good lover.
Oh, that's true.
One-night
stand, yeah.
But just through technicality, he is the best because, I'm just going
to
trick you.
I like that, Jackson, you tried to put him down the list because he's too good.
Well, I was imagining the kind of orgasm that's almost painful.
That's not a perfect orgasm.
Is what we're doing, is he making love to us or is he just tricking us?
Well, that's
another thing. Does he lose on a technicality because we're not actually fucking?
Is he disqualified?
Mm. I think we're disqualifying.
It's like if Dr. Manhattan was just like, we fucked. And I was like, well, you made reality so.
Well, when he fucks Silk Spectre and there's
eight of them or whatever.
That sounds cool, actually.
Well, she's having a great time.
But then she realizes that he's
still working. If he wasn't working, then... Yeah. But also she's sucking on his thumb instead of say it's like licking a battery.
That sounds exciting.
Cool. Watchmen's horny.
Yeah, I like that.
I know this is breaking news for everyone.
All right, let's we got to disqualify Watchmen.
Yeah, all right, fine.
Because it's not regular lovemaking. Mm. It's something else.
It's alien. It's weird. Yeah. It's not real.
And like it feels like we're building towards this person being the best, but I honestly think they will not be.
Yeah.
Hawkman?
No.
Oh. Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Wonder Woman. Well, she does fuck.
She fucks. She fucked once and then yearned for 80 years.
Yeah. Then fucked the same guy in a different body.
Yeah.
Bad, don't do that.
Consent ideas.
Yeah. Also, another issue with her is that she, and I guess this is more a comic book issue that I have with her versus a DCEU version. Because in the comic book, she's cold.
Yes.
And kind of just like there to get the job done.
Yes. Mm.
So I think she'll end up being like a Batman because she also, it's not like she doesn't respect humanity, but she knows she's above them.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think there's many different interpretations of Diana because also sometimes she's about like love, like she's like love and truth and stuff.
Sure.
I think it might be a bit vanilla with old Wandy.
Mm. How sexual free is Themyscira?
Yeah. Well, they do love tying each other up. So. I don't know.
In a fuck way or just because you saw them tie each other up once and you're like, what could that possibly mean? That's probably a horny thing. I'm Jackson Bailey. I put down the comic.
The creator of Wonder Woman was a horny man who liked bondage and made that really part of the
power set. Actually, maybe it wouldn't be so vanilla.
Oh, that makes sense,
Did he implement something when they went to Themyscira where they were just an island of bondage?
Well, yeah, it was because I think also spankings were a big part of the comics of Themysciran culture. You got spanked if you didn't. So that's scary.
I don't want to get spanked by
Wonder Woman. Could spank my ass.
Oh my god! It's like the lollipop thing, but with my buttocks.
She slams me in the ass, and my head pops off.
Yeah. She so slaps my ass. My tuchus goes flying. My eyes pop out. Yeah. I don't like this.
My tuchus onto a wall sucks on. Wonder Woman, could you take my ass off the wall?
I'm imagining that she spanks your ass and your ass shoots into your chest and becomes your pecs.
Ow. Ow.
She just crushed all of my organs.
You said my ass through my gut.
What happens when neck? I fart? What happens when I fart now?
I need to fart, Wonder Woman. I need to fart.
What's going to happen?
I'm going to fart on my ass.
Is your butthole now in the middle of your cheeks?
Or is it just cheeks in the middle of your cheeks?
Yeah.
Is it just a hole with no cheeks? Or is it?
I feel like Wonder Woman.
My wife, Wonder Woman. How am I going to take clean or dirty shits?
Do I need to wipe now?
What happened to my. Why am I alive? Do me a great mercy and stab my neck.
Please kill me. I don't want to live like this.
Please try and slap it back.
Yeah.
I've been a bad boy.
Slaps you in the top of the head. Head's coming out there now. Don't like this.
This is so much worse.
Kill me, please.
Okay, so Wonder Woman's the worst then.
Wonder Woman's probably pretty good at eating pussy, though, right? Surely. Yeah. She's probably great at that. She's spent a lot of time on Themyscira. I'm sure she's had many girlfriends. I think canonically she has in the past. So surely she knows, but she's had a lot of time to practice.
Yeah, sure.
And a lot of people to practice on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, she's
so probably. She, I can imagine Themyscira being quite free with the loving.
Yeah, 100%.
It feels like the 60s all the time.
Yeah, exactly. It's just that Wonder Woman might have some tastes when you start making love to her that are not your particular area of expertise, and you might get your ass spanked into your chest. Or it might be the kind of thing where even if she doesn't do that, she's like, can I tie you up? And you're like, well, I'm not really super into that. And she's like, oh. And then you have vanilla
and
sex.
And then she flies away.
And then you know she's disappointed.
Yeah, she knows she wishes she was spanking you to death or whatever. You know?
Or to wanting death.
Yeah, for sure. Plus, lasso of truth. I don't like that.
Oh, yeah. You don't want the...
Well, maybe you do.
Maybe that's good. Like, truth dom.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how, but it feels ethically weird to have the lasso of truth in your lovemaking. I don't know if I'm going
to... Yeah, I want the freedom to last mid-coitus.
Yeah! This rules! Can't fake an orgasm.
That's true.
No faking an orgasm with the lasso of truth.
If she wraps a lasso of truth around the base of my penis, can I...
Whoa. Come the truth?
No, I was going to say...
No lying sperm for me.
Yeah. I meant fake an orgasm.
It seems like you're
fake the orgasm.
You're implying that you can somehow come without orgasming. And that if you had the lasso of truth around your penis, is you would not be able to ejaculate.
I'd lose that very common ability, right? Yeah. It's very common, right?
Everyone can just... Oh, but I didn't feel a thing.
Coming with that.
That was nothing to
that
me.
Was absolutely nothing.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess you just make honest swimmers.
Yeah. Honest little babies. That's good. Yeah. So look, I think Wonder Woman is probably, she's definitely not the worst lie.
No.
Not by far, but there. I think it's also...
It could be cold, it could be clinical.
Yeah.
It's 100% much better like than
she
Batman.
She probably has some of the same problems as Batman where you're fucking... Actually, it's kind of the same. Yeah, it's the same as Batman where like... You and Wonder Woman are having sex, and you know that she's not going to think about this ever again.
Yeah.
But not in like a negative way. You could be good and feel like you've
nailed
it.
You're just a piece of meat.
Yeah.
And that's
also
fine.
With Wonder Woman is that she's pretty monogamous. You know what I mean? So I think it's very rare for her to be on the market. Think about it, especially in the DCEU.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Trevor
but
dies
like,
in a plane crash,
DCU,
and she doesn't.
I think she's only just had like one.
Mm.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But other than you know, the people in Themyscira, surely
fucking all around Themyscira.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Ancient Greek boning.
Yeah, well, that's what ancient Greece was famous for: boning in the Olympics.
Yeah. And yet, there's no boning Olympics.
Yeah, I stopped
what
watching
a crazy
the Olympics.
World we live in.
Yeah, I stopped watching the Olympics the moment that they made you wear clothes.
Yeah,
I think you're right. I think if you're looking at like
that was cool, man.
The more like where the comics is at the moment, or like more recently where like Diana is quite cold and clinical, you're gonna get something closer to Batman. But if you're looking at like say the DCU again, I'm not quite sure what a great lover that person might be, simply because they haven't had much experience.
Yeah.
They're kind of yearning after the one dead pilot.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Well, I think if we, for now, just to step back and try and figure out a final ranking. In the DCEU, Batman probably comes out
What about
fine.
Green Lantern?
Oh, yeah, fuck.
Green Lantern and Hawkman.
Ooh, Green Lantern could create whatever he wanted with his little
ring. Yeah, but that would be a misuse of his ring.
Well, oh, yeah.
Hawkman and Hawkman would simply fly away.
Hawkman would hit you with his big claw.
Did you come yet? Oof, my head.
Hawkman only has eyes for Hawkwoman.
Oh, that's true. That would be pretty fucked up of Hawkman, who keeps reincarnating alongside his one true love, just jerks me off quietly on the side.
Then hits you in the head
Please
with a club
don't
so you
tell.
Don't remember.
Please do not. goddamn.
This will ruin, my
life and many other lives.
As a man who has seen Green Lantern twice, JD, what can you tell us about Ryan Reynolds' Green Lantern in terms of his loving ability?
He has no on-screen chemistry with his real-life wife, Blake Lively, who was also a pilot in that movie, I think.
Mm-hmm. Ah, Flyboy.
Yeah. Were they married when they filmed it?
I don't know.
Is that how they met?
No.
I'll tell you why I think Green Lantern's a bad lover.
Ryan Reynolds sucks to look at.
No. And I'm talking about comic book Green Lantern. Oh, I guess it could be either, but I'm thinking comic book Green Lantern. Because he has had access to so many alien genitals that imagine
he's
how
spoiled.
Pedestrian your balls are going to be to him.
Jackson, I love that, like, the moment that they give you access to the universe, you're like, finally, I can evolve beyond human genitals.
I
can
would.
Suck on a tentacle. Finally.
If I was, like, putting my face in, like, a like genitals that were kind of, like, the equivalent of, you know those things where it's like a lot of metal rods and you can put your hand on them. It's like one of them and leaves I put my face in it and the alien's like, and I say I'm coming. And then someone presents me with a vagina.
Fucking Yawnsville, population your vagina.
Three tentacles gonna come out, two that go in my ears, one that goes in my mouth. No?
I don't care then. I've had a sock puppet up my nose, and that was a guy's balls. So I couldn't care less about your genitals.
It's funny in this situation, like, all across the universe, dicks, vaginas, balls and anuses all look different, but they're always the constant.
A guy might have a sock puppet coming out of his chest, but he's like, no, these are my balls.
Yeah. Let me put them up your nose.
Okay. What's crazy about that for me on my sexual odyssey through space is that, like, I don't have the reciprocal genitals to feel, that won't feel good for me.
No.
Well, you're making the argument that that's good, though.
Well, it's exciting.
It's interesting at the very least.
Yeah. And we can make it work.
Yeah,
we'll
nice.
Try at least.
Yeah.
No, I think you're
after
right.
It goes up the nose, I'll be like, do you want to try my butthole? That might be nicer for me.
And they would say, yuck, boring.
Yawnsville, population your
butthole. Oh, no! Got turned back on me. Imagine how exotic my genitals would be. Wow.
Your dick and balls are, like, basically like, touching.
They're gold.
Imagine that you go to space and everyone else's genitals are way more boring and you've got the freaky genitals.
No. I mean, a dick and balls is pretty freaky.
It is crazy to see. Yeah. Mm. It'd be nuts.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. Anyway, final rankings.
Yeah.
And the DCEU, what is upsetting about this is when you look at just those characters. Like, Aquaman's probably number one.
Yeah.
Yep.
That is disappointing. Then Superman?
Well,
or no, then Wonder Woman?
No, then Old Man Superman.
Okay. Superman, Old Man Superman.
No, because this is just the DC
EU.
Which doesn't have an old Superman.
Yeah, you just got
we'll
Aquaman.
Get to that in a second.
All right.
You can hold on to
number old
Superman.
One.
Yeah.
Aquaman, and then I think, unfortunately, and this is fucked.
Yeah.
Batman probably still scrapes it at number two.
Yeah, I think there is. It's Aquaman number one, everyone equal last.
Well, because it'll be Aquaman, Batman, Superman.
Yeah.
Then you've got Diana, who's simping for a dead guy for 80 years.
Yeah,
so
that's
true. It'll be a sad, bad time.
Yeah.
Flash, who's never fucked and will never fuck if God exists. That is a man. Yeah, just that is a person who should never fuck.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Agreed.
Martian Manhunter is pretending to be Superman's
human.
Mom.
Yeah.
And then who else? Cyborg. Virgin, and sad, and whatever. And whoever I've forgotten, I don't care about. And then comics, though. This is where things get
this
crazy.
This is where things get interesting. Because I think, interestingly, this is going to come down to preference as well for each of the Plumbing Boys plus Hayden.
All right. One, and you're just like, Green Lantern!
No, he's got regular genitals!
Oh, that's true.
I want to be Green Lantern.
Give me that fucking ring.
Kilgore, the Hogman Green Lantern works with? Number one.
I want to get round by a pig, yeah.
Guy Gardner, he's like a dirty Green Lantern. Number two.
So number one would, I mean, if we're not disqualifying him for the technicality that we're not actually having sex with him, it becomes...
Well, what about we do it like this? S tier is
okay.
Martian Manhunter, because it's above all else.
S tier or disqualified.
Yeah, or disqualified is Martian Manhunter.
The heroine
Manhunter.
Of sex.
Yeah. A tier. Superman?
Superman,
after a little bit of fucking, come on.
Yeah, I think so.
I would pick Superman.
Superman post-fuck.
Yes, yeah.
Post-fucks.
Mm.
Not
an experienced soups.
An experienced soups,
or
A-tier.
As Hayden likes to call him,
Old Man
Superman.
Old Man Superman, A-tier. Wonder Woman, A-tier as well.
I think Wonder Woman and Aquaman probably become like either a low A tier or a high B tier.
You can't start putting low and high in the tiers. The tiers are there because that's what
I
it
would
is.
Say B tier for both.
Okay,
of them.
B for those.
Okay,
Flash. D.
What, off the charts, like, but the bottom.
F tier.
F Cyborg's down there with him.
Yeah.
Cringe tier.
Yeah. Green Lantern, D, C, something like that. Yeah. Oh my God.
Whoa. Is that what it stands for?
D tier and C tier comics.
Think so. I think that is it. And then Hawkman.
Gone.
Not on the chart.
Flew away.
He flew away. He just find his long lost love or whatever.
Alternatively, imagine you die and you wake up and Hawkman's next to you, and that's how you find out that he's in love with you.
Yeah, that you are his wife.
That's.
I've been your wife the whole time.
If I am.
Only since I jerked you off. If I'm and then you Hawkman's told my wife.
Then, S tier.
Yeah, he's imprinted on you like a baby duck.
Well, he's got to keep coming back for some reason.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, S tier, but for one person.
Yeah.
S tier for one person, flew away for the rest. Which is probably still better than some of the other people.
Yeah.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Joel.
And I've been Hayden.
And Hayden, where can we find you?
You can listen to me on Shut Up A Second, actually. It's another Sans Pants podcast. Really funny.
That's true.
It's really good. We just released an episode with Lena Moon.
Yeah.
It was really good. It was fun.
Yeah, great. Talked about mermaids.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you were there too.
I was there. It was good.
Crazy.
Yeah. That's sick. I'll check that out, Hayden. Thank you so much for coming on. Anyway, eat pussy.
I love Ghouls and Ghosts. I unironically believe in Sasquatch. I spend too much time reading about unsolved crime, and I've got no podcast where I can discuss any of this. Oh wait, shit, yes I do! If you head to sanspantsradio.com/plus, for as little as 5 buckaroonies a month, you gain access to Jackson Bailey's Spooks America, the show where I try to explain an unsolved mystery, or a monster sighting, or a ghost story, or whatever, to the rest of Sanspants Radio who do not care or listen. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/plus to gain access to Jackson Bailey's Spooks America today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.